Roo, we have had another monster week on the show.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five. Last Friday, we learnt Tex Walker is a great fill-in for Mark Rusciuto.
Good morning, Dits.
So, Roo's having a day off. He tends to have a few holidays, Roo. I don't know if you've noticed, but he's got a pretty good deal here at Triple M.
He has got a very, very good deal here.
You know who doesn't get a good deal? Chris Dittmer.
I call Friday night footy, Saturday night. I do Sunday mornings. I do the dishes here. I vacuum. I do everything.
Right, are you had your whinge?
Anyway, Tex was very good at filling in. Just ask Dits.
Gee, Tex Walker, very impressive on Friday. Did a very good job.
Let's see how good he was. Did he help Dits with reading out the commercials?
The Bavarian is the perfect venue for group parties and celebrations. The Bavarian, whereabouts is it, Tex?
It's at Tea Tree Plaza.
All right, good stuff.
Yeah, not really. But his jokes were on the money.
Steve Hawking, his wheelchair has gone up for auction.
How much did the wheelchair go for?
$530,000 for Stephen Hawking's wheelchair.
That's really good price.
Very good.
Yeah, not sure if you're allowed to make jokes about disabled people, Tex. It's really offensive.
Number four.
Roo and Dits love learning new stuff from interesting people. And they met a private investigator this week.
What sort of people do you usually investigate?
Deal with the marital, of course.
So chasing around to see if husbands and wives are cheating.
Well, I had a matter not long ago with a fellow and he was positive that, you know, his best mate was having an affair with his wife. That we're off the ball because it was his best mate's wife was having an affair with his wife.
Oh,
we go.
Did you really need a private investigator? Didn't the KD Lang CDs give it away? Number three. When Limo was on, we learnt about a new recruit at Hawthorn.
With the best name in world sport, I'd challenge anyone to come up with a better name than Irving Mosquito.
It's his real name.
That's
too.
His real name.
It's true.
Come on.
Irving Mosquito. We'll be playing for Hawthorn next year. So
get out the air again.
I can see it now. Exactly. I can see it now.
If you want to have a good weekend.
Put deed on him.
So I went on a search for a better name in world sport.
Mm.
And I have found one. A few got close. I mean, still Sidebottom won a competition a few years ago for the best name in world sport.
Mm. Really?
And the runner-up when still Sidebottom won was a cheerleader from Dallas called Charity Beaver.
Bloody pull that stuff here.
I'm not making it up. And I was making notes last night and my wife saw Charity Beaver written in my notebook and said, what's this? I said, hey,
what function are you doing tonight?
Number two. Speaking of names, we learnt about the changing in tradition of taking last names in marriage.
Taking each other's name. If you get married, does the woman just have to take your name or would you ever take her name or whatever?
Or do you split it or do you... Yeah.
What happens in gay marriages?
Probably husband? Keep their own names.
Do you think so? So we'd be Rusciuto Dittmer if we hooked up.
Oh, I'd be Mark Rusciuto. You'd be Chris Dittmer still. I wouldn't take your name.
Oh, I think you should think about that.
What?
I'd open doors for you.
Can we merge him?
Well, what would you come up with then?
Rumour.
Anyway, I just wouldn't discount it. That's a rumour. Rumour, I like it.
Not rumour, fellas. You'd be Mr. and Mrs. Mark Rusciutmer.
Well, I heard a story once that, you know, the famous supermodel Claudia Schiffer was going to marry Brains from the Thunderbirds, and she would have been Claudia Schiffer Brains.
Number one. Every week, Roo and Dits look into dumb comments, and we get some great calls.
We put this movie on Troy, you know, the one with Brad Pitt, Eric Bana. About halfway through the movie, one of my mates pipes up and he says, oh, so which one's Troy?
And the dumb comment of the week goes to a new staff member here at Triple M. Say g'day, Johnny.
G'day, it's Johnny here, the new guy.
Okay, mate, that's enough. Let's let Alice, the show's producer, explain.
We've got a new guy in our promotions team called Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny.
Johnny.
Microwave Johnny.
Yeah.
G'day, it's Johnny here.
Settle down, Johnny.
He has been doing some social media posts for us on Instagram.
Mm.
It was Daffodil Day, and he had to put up a photo of, like, some daffodils, and the hashtag for the campaign was dedicate a daffodil.
Mm.
But Johnny has put it up, got the D and the F confused.
Oh,
and
no.
He's written hashtag defecated daffodil.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He belongs here, doesn't he? He gets the job. Good on you, Johnny.
Can't wait to see what Johnny will balls up on Testicular Cancer Awareness Day. spelling is very impotent.
The top five things we learned on Rube and Biz.
Oh, Steve Hawking making an appearance.
He is. Good stuff, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Always.
Another big week. Ruined. It's on Triple M.